This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So we have a huge update in the injury of a police officer here locally in the last week or so. Jackson County Prosecutor Melissa Johnson today announced charges against that ATV driver who struck a Kansas City Police Department officer earlier this month. And if you have not seen the video, I'm glad you have not. It is, I don't know how the officer survived, because he goes straight back. That ATV rears up. The officer goes straight back and strikes his head directly on the pavement.
Yeah. So according to the court records, they were conducting a traffic stop in the area. There had been comment about stop sticks in previous reporting with this case, but it's not specifically listed in the court records, anything about stop sticks. And the guy on the ATV, it says the officer tried to pull him off of the ATV. He put it in reverse, backed into the officer, knocking him down the first time. He goes to get up, and this individual who has now been charged allegedly popped that wheelie
and caught on tape
directly into him.
There's literally video of what happened. It says while the officer was crouched down, the defendant lifted the ATV into a wheelie and then dropped the front wheels on to the officer, running him over with all four tires.
And as you mentioned, in the process, you see the officer's head just absolutely smack the asphalt. He was taken to the hospital, said to have serious head injuries, but was released within 24 hours and was at home recovering.
I'm trying to find an age on the defendant, who now faces first-degree assault, armed criminal action, and aggravated fleeing of a stop or detention charges. So those are three serious charges. He is listed as Kendall S. Coleman. And I don't...
He is 27 years old.
Good God.
27-year-old Kendall S. Coleman. Yeah, so we had talked about this before.
You know what, Sam? One of our callers said these are going to be kids. He's 27 years old.
I said it. I've said it before. I've seen these people. They come into the gas station, particularly the gas station that I happen to work at. You know, the comment is always, these are dumb kids. Dumb kids are going to be dumb. What are you going to do about it? No. These kids are 25 plus. Some of them aren't even kids. They range into the low 40s.
So yeah. I have a question here. It says officers later located the defendant near 31st Street and Southwest Boulevard. The officer was struck
Truman Road and Main Street.
At Main and Truman. They later located the defendant near 31st and Southwest Boulevard, but he fled again, eventually ending up on I-35, where he was traveling northbound in the southbound lanes, weaving in and out of traffic. Officers eventually lost sight of him. Am I to read that he was still on the ATV?
That is correct. It was a 700 ATV. So those 700, I think it's CCs. They can move at a pretty good clip, upwards of 85, 90 mile an hour.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. It's a racing ATV. That's the whole point of that style of ATV.
What an idiot. All right. So the last part of this story, and then we'll move on. This is not really a topic. I'm anti 27-year-old moron striking a police officer on an ATV. But I love this sentence. An anonymous Crime Stoppers tip led to the identification and apprehension of the defender. That Crime Stoppers tips hotline works. It worked in this case. You can always remain anonymous. I think in some of our unsolved murders, the reward is now $25,000.
It is.
Just leading to an arrest. It's not even a conviction anymore. It used to be a conviction. Just an arrest will net you $25,000 if you call the TIPS hotline and provide information. It's 816-474-TIPS.
And I would be willing to bet, and we have no evidence of this, obviously, it's anonymous. I would be willing to bet that he was turned in by a fellow member of that group, because most of the people in those groups, while yes, they are out and doing things that are specifically designed to annoy others or cause a scene, they don't do it with the intent of committing a crime like assaulting
up
a police officer.
A police officer.
Yeah, I would be willing to bet that it's one of his buddies that turned him in.
I hope you're right. And then as far as what to do with the ongoing problem, I don't know the answer to that. I was not aware at the time that that officer was struck. They were actively out there trying to get these guys off the road.
Yeah, because they were down in the area causing problems. And we had talked about it before, right after this happened, and people had called in. They will go up on the sidewalk around the barricades in front of the T-Mobile Center where people are exiting a concert and have their own sideshow of sorts on these ATVs, and that's dangerous. And so the officers were down there. They were trying to put a stop to it, and this individual allegedly took it too far.
We will update that as we know more, but thank God he's off the streets. 913-586-7798.